This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and executive director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today, I want to take a look at how developments in federal funding of and direction in education are having quite an impact for the right to keep and bear arms. The impact is not advertised as tailored to going after gun rights, but the impact of what is being done through the federal funding of education and the kind of policies that are being pursued with that money definitely directly impact gun owners. Now, for some time, I had figured that we had a problem with zero tolerance, that if you see a gun, wet your pants, change your diapers, get somebody to help you out of that dangerous situation, that sort of thing has been going on for some time. But that's just a very easily spotted manifestation of a much deeper problem that is pervasive in the funding of education, which unhappily has been able to pretty much impact not just the government schooling of our country from the federal level on down through every state and local educational system, but also private schooling. And my guess is that as curricula are impacted, that's going to also have its outworking in what homeschoolers have available for them to use as their teaching materials. So if I'm not mistaken, we've got an across-the-board problem for the Second Amendment coming out of Washington in federal funding and the, of course, concomitant controls that always follow that funding. Anita Hoge is someone who has been on this since the last century, I guess we could say. This is a fight that just won't go away because there's so much money, and perhaps even more importantly, there's so much power and control involved in this area. And so Anita Hoge has been dealing with this initially at the state level in Pennsylvania, where she spotted some things that were going on many years ago. And a book has actually been written about her and this whole area of how education is being used as a tool to make us good little drones, maybe in Aldous Huxley's dystopian novel or something of that sort. But it's not a pleasant prospect. And the implications for gun owners, I would argue, is very severe, because the more we become yes men for the government, the more we're willing to say, oh, fine, okay, we'll do away with the Second Amendment. And I think we can make that come to life and put some flesh on that outline, that skeleton, as we have our conversation today. But I want to welcome you to the show, Anita. Thank you so much for coming on today and for what you've been doing to awaken people around the country to what's going on probably right down the street in their own local school.
Absolutely. And thank you for asking me. This has been a long journey. It has. It kind of started back in the late 1980s and early 1990s. We were fighting outcome-based education. But during that particular time, I also was asked to testify against Hillary Care and that whole aspect of her children's initiative, which she speaks highly of at this time. And what I can tell you was that Hillary Care was her scheme to dissolve the Second Amendment through mental health. Mm-hmm. And what she was going to do is start with the children and then gradually go through every age group as those children became adults. And there was a whole entire investigation in Pennsylvania about the mental health agenda that was coming through.
Let me just stick in a parenthesis. If mental health becomes part of the Second Amendment debate, under current law, which we argue shouldn't be the law, but that's it is the law. And if mental health is at issue, if an individual is under care, has been under care, has ever been deemed to be a danger to self or others, which is the exact language of federal law, no guns. And so for all, to boil it down rather crudely, what it seems to be the direction they're heading is if we're all nuts, none of us can have a gun.
That's absolutely right. So your listeners might ask then, what does education have to do with gun control? So, and I want, as we talk about this, this is what I want you to think about. Common Core, which is the new agenda in education, which is the old agenda under outcome-based education. So Common Core equals mental health. And mental health equals gun control in the future.
So, that's a very good way to write the formula.
Right.
Okay.
So what do I mean by Common Core is mental health? Well, under an Obama executive order, 12866, he changed academic teaching from math and English to what they refer to as social, emotional, and behavioral standards.
Now, that sounds like our president changed the law without the Congress. Do you mean he's
absolutely
acting as a legislature? What a shock. Yeah. Oh,
well,
my.
And there were many things that happened under that. But the first thing was by changing all of these standards to the social and emotional, what we're talking about is creating standards and personalities, which is mental health. So if you had a standard like honesty, we want kids to be honest. We want them to be responsible. We want them to have good interpersonal skills. We want them to be ethical. Okay, sounds good, right? Sounds good. But how do you measure honesty? How do you score honesty? And most of all, how do you remediate honesty or interpersonal skills? So this is what I'm talking about. Obama created standards for personalities. So what does that actually mean? That means your school, and this is...
That's really, by the way, I just got to break in. I'm sorry. Let me interrupt again. For Obama to set standards for honesty,
right,
is that's a real howler. This is
or
the guy
Hillary,
who had to... Yeah, exactly. This administration had to lie. They've admitted that they lied like a rug to get Obamacare passed by telling us things they knew were false. And here you've got the very people who are some of the biggest offenders setting standards for the rest of us. That's a little hard
correct
to swallow.
Correct. This, I mean, it's really incredible. And this is what I actually filed a federal complaint against the state assessment in Pennsylvania where they had to withdraw the test. We were the model for the nation for testing attitudes, values, beliefs, and dispositions. So I forced Pennsylvania to withdraw the test because I Freedom of Information, my own complaint, I found out exactly what they were looking for, how they scored attitudes and values, how they were going to remediate attitudes and values of American children.
So when the kid goes off to school one day and, today's testing day, and it turns out that they spend the whole day, maybe more than one day, in a battery of tests, those are not designed to find out how well Johnny can add 2 plus 2. Those are designed to find something rather entirely different that can be used for something not to make him able to function as an adult, to be a productive citizen, but perhaps to be a compliant drone, putting in him a guidance system designed by who knows who. We're going to be back and talk some more about educating for the New World Order. Our guest is Anita Hope.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking about education today with my guest, Anita Hoge. She stumbled on as a parent in Pennsylvania to what's been going on in our educational system, first in her own state, but then she saw that this traced back to Washington and other foundations that operate at the national level as well, and even international level. They are trying to develop a whole child, perhaps, and it's just too bad if that whole child can't even add worth a hoot or spell. The whole child is being designed for something rather different from what most parents assume when they hear good-sounding words that describe something that they could sign on to. That is, they would sign on to if they knew, didn't know what was actually behind those words. That was one of the things that, as I was getting ready, reading your material, which has appeared in newswithviews.com, and the book about you, Educating for the New World Order, there's been a huge amount of deception in promoting educational changes, they would call reform, in order to put this over on parents and the country. It's really stunning.
It is very stunning, and I actually call it a betrayal to parents, because whenever I found this kind of testing, my son had come home and said it was a really weird test. He couldn't answer the questions very well, and he was a high achiever, so he wanted to make A's. But I found that what they were testing, for instance, when they said, we're going to test citizenship. And again, when I found the scoring and the actual definition of citizenship, what it was testing the psychological notion of threshold by reward and punishment.
You mean so it didn't have anything to do with George Washington and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights?
It had nothing to do with it. So what it had to do with, would your child comply by reward and punishment? And then it was scored toward collectivism. The whole entire test, which I have the test and I have the scoring, and that's why I can say this, was that everything was geared to the group. So you had to, if your best friend was going out to vandalize, would you do it too? You got 1 point for yes. You would go along with the group or your best friend. You got zero for no. The whole entire curriculum is based on zeros, weaknesses in your personality of not wanting to go along with the group. So it's all geared toward collectivism. So, but this is something you have to think about. At that time, whenever I filed my federal complaint, this was just the research going on, the research for understanding how this was going to be duplicated across the country. Okay, so now you have 15 to 20 years later where the presidential executive order, and that is 12866, where he implemented by fiat that we were going to have these mental health outcomes. So the key to this whole thing, though, you have to realize, is that there had to be a way to identify the kids. There had to be a way to identify the teachers to see if they were going to teach the right things. And there had to be common elements across the board for computer retrieval.
So you know, this gets into something that I certainly was informed about in the work that you've been doing, or by the work that you've been doing. The notion that I had, and I think a lot of people would share, is that the national tests that are given periodically through the year to kids in school are not necessarily, and certainly not presented as, to find out how an individual student scores, but how the curriculum is being implemented, how the teacher is doing, how the collective is doing. And yet they, because it turns out they're using Social Security numbers, at least in many school systems, for the students, they're able to track the individual information, the individual scores, and thus there's the potential, if not the actuality, of a personality profile that could again come back to bite somebody when he's trying to buy a gun.
Absolutely. So this is extremely important. Okay, so under the executive order 12866, what President Obama did was create a state longitudinal data system with standardized data elements that could collect information on individuals in every state. So it was huge amounts of funding that was given to every state to bring their data system up to speed to monitor individuals. But they also standardized the data elements, okay, what was to be collected. So now you have this whole system where it's not just reading and math, you know, it's not reading and math, you know, everyone needs to understand that. It's called a psychometric profile. It's a dossier on every individual that was began in 2007 and 2008, depending upon where your state was in the system, so that when you think about it, every child age 30 and under has a psychometric profile dossier that the federal government has. So the key to this, okay, so
and that's regardless of whether they're in government, private, or homeschooling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what your listeners have to understand is that each time something was happening under the Obama administration, he moved us closer to a national federalized system, yes, but so much more was happening. So now we're moving toward remediating every child, and this is where Common Core mental health comes in. So the new system of identifying the child is through this called interventions, response to intervention, positive behavior intervention, multi-tiered intervention. Those soft-sounding words mean that your child will be identified for mental health remediation. Now, I'm going to take you back slightly to Hillary Care. This is what Hillary Care was all about when she modeled this in Pennsylvania. If the child is identified for remediation, President Obama also took the, and she did also through Governor Casey at the time, lowered the poverty guidelines in each school to zero. So that meant that every child was going to be at risk that fell under a poverty guideline. So what this did was set up the child for Medicaid billing. So this is where we are right now, and that was what was piloted at the time in the 1990s in Pennsylvania under Hillary.
Okay, we're coming up on another break. We're talking with Anita Hogue about the educational system, the efforts to track each and every individual child. We're going to be back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Anita Hogue. She has been doing for quite a number of years research digging into what is going on in the education establishment, particularly what are the projects, the directions being pursued by federal funding. There's enormous impacts on our lives as individual citizens, well beyond the time we might be in school. There is an effort in all of this to compile a database, which the technology of modern computers makes child's play. And there's now, I would say, the willingness and the determination to use that database well beyond the scope of teaching, if it ever was even part of the scope, teaching 1 + 1 = 2. And more into the area. Actually, the announcer for our program here at the Gun Owners News Hour explains that it's not just about gun control. It's about control. And we're talking about the latter part of that statement right now, that there's an effort to control us well beyond just controlling guns, but how we think, how we have our childhood develop, the view of the world that we enter adulthood with and even beyond, that's what's at stake here, is what kind of a country we might even want to live in if we've been under the developmental programs of the federal government that Anita Hogue's research has been uncovering. Enormous amounts of money have been spent developing these behavioral programs to modify behavior. In other words, education has become increasingly behavior modification and particularly a behavior that is not interested in and even hostile to individuals owning guns, and increasingly a preparation for being a good little soldier in the army doing what we are told. And that I find absolutely obnoxious to the extreme. And yet this is all part of today's good government, apparently, Anita.
It is. It's rampant in every school. With the acceptance of, in 2012, of the ESA flexibility waivers, was the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. So what had happened at that time was, again, a change to mental health outcomes, but there were other things going on. It wasn't just changing the standards. The whole agenda was remediating the child. You had to intervene. So under this waiver that President Obama had initiated without congressional authority was that the teachers must be retrained in order to identify children with mental health.
When they're retrained, how is that going to be accomplished? Does that go back to school for another course? Is that take this this special seminar? How exactly are the teachers being reprogrammed?
All right. Well, this is a really interesting concept because what they're using are special ed teams, okay? So the special education teams who are trained in controlling handicapped children, autistic children who have severe behavioral problems, they are training teachers to use this on normal children in the classroom. So they have three tiers. Everybody gets a dose of mental health. And if you act out, if you push Susie down on the playground, if you're staring out the window for more than 3 seconds and not paying attention to the teacher, you can get remediation because you're not either paying attention or you have aggressive behavior or maybe you talk back. Anything normal, usually child behavior, that we recognize as parents as, you know, something that kids will grow out of, or it's really not terrible misbehavior, but normal behavior of growing up is identified under special education mental health.
Now, I would have been a poster child for special education.
And believe me, and every time people read some of my articles, I understand what this means. And they, I mean, they're even developing phone apps that teachers can hold in their hands. So if Johnny drops a pencil, if Susie's doodling on her paper and not listening to the teacher, and again, staring out the window for more than 3 seconds, these kids get check marks. And these check marks are added up, and it's a constant punishment, punishment, punishment. And, and kids don't know any better. They're going to be punished until they conform. And this is the whole idea. It's behavioral conditioning. It's behavior modification being used. But it goes one step beyond that. Every time a teacher identifies a child for this intervention or remediation, schools can now apply for partial hospitalization licenses so that they can bill these interventions under Medicaid.
Hey, what's not to like? Every teacher a doctor?
Well, evidently, a little bit of in-service and a little bit of training through special ed, and these teachers who are practicing psychology outside their professional license are actually identifying these children for mental health remediation, yes. And it's happening right now. This isn't something of the future. This has been going on for several years. Your kids, your grandchildren are being constantly targeted for behavior modification at school. I have looked at almost every grant, every flexibility grant in the whole entire country of each state where they align not only the unique ID and a unique national ID, but they're monitoring and entering this data into their state longitudinal data system that goes directly to the feds. Now, what does this mean when you bill Medicaid? Okay, how are they billing mental health? Every child has a code. Every child will have a mental health code. You have aggressive behavior, you have a mental health code on your permanent record. You aren't listening to the teacher, you have a behavioral problem. You broke up with your boyfriend and girlfriend, you have a psychosocial stressor. Okay, all of these are mental health codes. Now, I'm going to take you back to when I testified against Hillary Care. If you read News of Hughes article, it's called Hillary Care and Her Scheme to Dissolve the Second Amendment through Mental Health. There's a link there that when I testified against Hillary Care's health care for children, that explains the whole entire Medicaid agenda. She implemented this backdoor system to eliminate the Second Amendment. And she wants to be president now so she could totally dissolve the Second Amendment amongst many other constitutional issues.
She's been pretty candid, by the way. It's not just in this area of mental health, but on the campaign stump, she has called for gun laws that would be similar to those in Australia. Well, if Australia be the model, that's the country where all semi-automatic firearms, be they shotguns, pistols, rifles, were collected, confiscated is a better word, and they were piled up at big establishments where they could be destroyed, ground up, and in fact there are pictures of two- and three-story high stacks of guns awaiting the grinder. That's Hillary Clinton, and she's had this as one of her major legislative agenda items for some time, and to see that it's part of Hillary Care and mental health, wow. Anita Hogue, we're going to be back with another segment and discuss what they are trying to do through education.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Anita Hogue's kids were in school in western Pennsylvania when some of the stuff that we're talking about was being introduced in the curricula where her kids were in school. And I guess there's a maxim that the folks in that western Pennsylvania school district didn't really should have paid attention to, and that is, when mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And Anita, you have been happy for some time.
That's true. That is true. And it's nothing like a mom to protect her kids, right? It's like,
well,
a mama
I
bear.
Think that's an admirable motive, and it certainly has fueled you over the years in a pursuit that not only hasn't been remunerated, but it's, I'm sure, cost you hundreds and thousands of dollars buying curriculum material and all kinds of travel expenses to go to meetings and to testify. This is not cheap to be a citizen activist on your own. So
no,
have some idea.
You can just say a prayer for my husband.
Well, evidently, even though he's carrying some of the burden, he also, I'm sure, shares your concern and has somewhat the same hope that you have that we can resolve this matter and get the country back on course. Because right now, if we continue the way Hillary Clinton and others would like us to go, making education a mental health experience, we're sunk.
We are sunk. And actually, I believe we are at the point of no return. If parents do not stand up now and really become informed about what their kids are doing in school, and if we do not have an entire program reversal with a new president, then our children are lost. I'm telling you, the behavior modification that's being done today, I mean today, every day, your children won't even have the personality to fight back because they are constantly punished for being an individualist. They are constantly being punished to come forward. And they,
you know, we used to think of dealing with the child's behavior in school as Johnny, sit still, or, well, in the more liberal days, they would send us to the principal's office. In the good old days, they'd probably take us back into the cloakroom and give us a whack. But in any case, the idea was to keep Johnny focused. And apparently the focus nerve so often runs through the backside. And that was a good way to keep a focus on attention, on education. Now, anything but, it seems to be a system of gratifying certain base instincts in people and children and guiding them like cattle into certain behavioral outcomes. At school, where I thought, everybody thought the whole idea was 2 plus 2. How wrong can we be?
Absolutely. Well, and there's something else I want to warn your listeners. There was headline news 1 month ago about how Congressman Tim Murphy, who is also from Western Pennsylvania, has been for several years, but he put through a bill called H.R. 2646, was an entire whole mental health agenda where the United States are going to identify national goals in mental health. And the whole headlines read that this was something the Republicans and Hillary could join together to accomplish in the future. Now, I will have to tell you, this bill already passed the House of Representatives. Paul Ryan pushed this bill through. It's H.R. 2646 and was sent to the Senate. Now, this mental health bill actually sets up Medicaid in the schools. This will be the back door, the hidden hand of Hillary coming to fruition. So we need to be aware that we need to get our cavalry out to fight some of these bills coming forward, because the agenda is there. Now, Tim Murphy, Representative Tim Murphy, is my representative. He is also a psychologist. Do you want to talk about how these psychologists are going to make hundreds of thousands of dollars when they could bill Medicaid for all these children at school? Are you kidding me? I cannot believe how these people are setting themselves up to make millions of dollars on our children. Our children have become a commodity, and we have to stop it. But the end result is our country. Our end result is saving our country and our children and our families. So, I mean, this is something that's very important right now.
So kids are finding out all kinds of concepts of behavioral modification, but I just wonder if by the eighth grade that any of them can, or even for that matter, before leaving high school, can they recite the first 10 amendments of the Bill of Rights, something which costs a lot of blood.
They've been changing the actual wording of the Bill of Rights. So now what the Second Amendment says is, and I don't have it right in front of me, it's that you can own a gun if you're in a state.
A well-regulated militia being necessary for a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Yes.
So where do they want to change that? No doubt in a well-regulated militia.
That you can only have it in a militia. Yeah, that's where they changed it. And that was in the advanced placement courses. Someone had sent me a picture of the page of what their kid was learning in advanced placement.
And that's why they so hated Justice Scalia, because he made it clear that the Second Amendment really did protect the right of individuals to keep and bear what are viewed as military-style firearms, the AR-15 and so forth. That drives them nuts.
Yeah.
And obviously, if the school is saying, well, Johnny, you're going to be sent to the principal's office if you keep looking out the window, doodling with an AR-15 on your notepad. Good grief, we better get the police in here.
Absolutely. Well, that child will be identified. There's no doubt about it. And the whole entire conditioning is a B.F. Skinner model. Okay, so B.F. Skinner is the top behaviorist, you know, in the world. And of course, he's dead now. However, his methodology continues to be used at school.
Right.
But in B.F. Skinner, I mean, one of the key things to remember about what he said was you could make a pigeon a good worker, okay, by implementing a reward and punishment. So if we can train a pigeon, we can certainly train, not educate, train our children. So this is the direction that we're going. It's total behavior mod, total behavior mod.
And that behavior, folks, is not going to include an appreciation of the Bill of Rights of a government based on the letter of the law and the Constitution, a Constitution which actually is designed to govern those who work in the government. That whole concept of the government as employee of the people disappears because now we're being conditioned to be good little subjects. As in foreign countries, where we're no longer citizens who are the boss. And I think that's one of the fundamental changes, and that's why the Second Amendment is in the crosshairs in these educational developments. But it's, of course, part of a larger picture of going after constitutional government.
Absolutely. Well, and of course, I realize that this isn't the only area in the Constitution that's being targeted.
Right.
Now,
right.
Besides privacy, you know, the privacy of our children and families by collecting these psychometrics profiles and dossiers on our children, the whole aspect of states' rights, you know, what's going to happen in the future. As we move toward Medicaid, which could be a whole new entire system of health care. So these are the things we need to be thinking about. But right now, the focus is mental health and gun control, and that's Hillary's agenda.
Anita Hogue, we thank you for this work that you've done. And certainly Hillary Clinton has her fingerprints all over what your child should be thinking.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.